Next week's primary election will serve as the deciding election for three open seats on the five-person bench of the West Virginia Supreme Court. So far, we've taken a look at candidates for Divisions 1 and 2, whose winners will each serve the standard 12-year term on the state's high court. But the winner of Division 3 will serve the remaining 4 years left on the term. Dave Mistich explains and has more on the candidates in that race.
Justice John Hutchison was appointed by Governor Jim Justice in December 2018 to fill the vacancy left by the resignation of Justice Alan Laufrey. Laufrey was elected to the Supreme Court in 2012 as a Republican before judicial elections became nonpartisan, but his term was cut short following an investigation into lavish office renovations and using state resources for private gain. Laufrey is currently serving a 2-year federal prison sentence for fraud, making false statements and witness tampering related to the scandal. Hutchison is running to keep the seat for the remainder of the term that expires in 2024. He says the court has come a long way since his appointment.
We've implemented 11 separate written policies. You wouldn't have thought we needed some of those policies. Common sense would tell you you don't drive a car out of state on a golf trip, but a state car out of state. But we've done that, and I think that a continued focus on the ethical obligations of judges and attorneys needs to continue.
Hutchison also says the court can do more to assist in tackling the state's ongoing problems with opioid addiction.
The problem we have is 85% of the $135 million goes to salaries and benefits for all the 1,500 employees that work for the Supreme Court. The court thereafter works diligently and has worked diligently through grants and other matters to increase our resources. Family treatment courts are a prime example of how the courts are trying to get resources out to the families and to the children to assist in getting rid of the problem.
Charleston attorney Bill Schwartz is challenging Hutchison for the seat. Schwartz agrees that continued reforms need to take place to ensure the Supreme Court is held accountable to taxpayers. He contends that reshaping the public's view of the court means putting an attorney on the bench who has not made a career as a judge or justice.
We've got an image issue, and transparency is the key. Maybe even bringing legislative oversight more so than it is. And that's why I'm running, maybe a taxpayer. Among the robes, someone who spent a career not as a politician and not as a judge, an alternative, not speaking against any respected judge and justice, but we have enough judges and politicians. I think one of the things we can do is put a taxpayer among the robes.
Schwartz also says there is much more the court can do to curb the opioid crisis and therefore strains on the state's judicial system.
We got to get resources there. I know that was mentioned earlier that this is a legislative decision as to how to allocate resources, but the Supreme Court's in charge of $130 million. And if there is discretionary money within there, that needs to be focused to the frontline workers. And the frontline people in this crisis are the magistrate courts, the family court, the drug court, and the circuit court judges. Those are the people that get their hands dirty with it. Those are the people that need the help. That's where the money needs to go.
Judge Laura Dyer serves Jackson, Calhoun, Mason, and Roane counties as a circuit judge in the state's Fifth Circuit and is also running in Division III. She did not respond to West Virginia Public Broadcasting's request for an interview and did not participate in a candidate forum recorded last week. The Republican State Leadership Committee's Judicial Fairness Initiative has spent more than $10,000 in support of Dyer. Reset West Virginia, another independent expenditure attempting to influence the races for state Supreme Court, has spent more than $215,000 in support of Hutchison. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich.
To learn more about candidates for the West Virginia Supreme Court, tune in Thursday, June 4th at 6 p.m. for a 2-hour candidate forum that includes 9 of the 10 jurists running across the 3 divisions. That program airs on West Virginia Public Broadcasting stations and will also be available online at wvpublic.org.